I watched you lick your lips after sipping from that artisanal mug that reminded me of an angry ocean. A stark contrast to those humble eyes and skin that remind me of smooth river rock. Tumbled and shaped deceptively to glide against skin like a hard touch with no callus. You make my throat tighten and my hands shake sometimes. Like now. Just sipping coffee while staring outside as the morning sun lights up the outside world. You've once again weaved your magic and I am enraptured in you. Never once has it dawned on me that I should be still in moments like this. It's always much later, as you are laughing life back into the brittle edges of my consciousness. You are too much to embrace, too much to envy, and too much to covet. I am utterly undeserving. But here we are. You cast an unfair light on these shadows inside me without even intending to. Your mouth, the forbidden fruit. Your body, the tree which bore the serpent to whisper temptation. My hands are shaking. I see the moment you notice. The clouds of thought pass over the mountains in your eyes. I swallow hard and my heart stops when you set your mug down. A judge's gavel on what's about to come. With these shaky hands I wield carelessly, I grab your soft face and collide into you. You taste of coffee creamer and the chocolate chip muffin I brought you from the convenience store when I stopped to fill my truck up. I feel the gasp leave you. My chest expands and I am hyper aware of how much warmer you feel than I do. Fuck. When did I start feeling like this? When did my breast against yours become the most necessary thing to ever happen to me? When did your existence become what mine has conformed to? These thoughts slip away when your hand cradles the back of my head as if I am made of precious metal and gemstone. It's almost too much to comprehend. The sigh that splits the air isn't from you, but from me. The revelation hits me like lightning and I am knocked off balance momentarily. You are the sun, drawing me in as if you have some gravitational pull on my cells. Deep within me, I feel a break. Tendrils of emotion and desperation flood in my veins and turning me into a puppet, forcing me to grab your hips. I need to be closer, so much closer. I want to be entwined in your breath. I don't remember my hands drifting apart in opposite directions, but I swear I've never felt something as soft as the weight of your breast in my palm. And I've never experienced such exhilaration than your wetness coating my fingers. This is the moment I will never be able to outlive. Us here in your kitchen with you tasting like coffee and cheap baked goods. It's ambrosia for my soul. I love you. I love you more than I will ever love myself. I would eagerly spend the rest of my days making you writhe, gasp, and beg for me just to give you more. I want to give everything to you. Even all these broken bits that I call myself. Knowing all this does not frighten me the way I always thought it would. No, it brings me a sense of comfort to know that I am now forever changed. You have reshaped me and brought me to this holy place. I have always been too hard to need and too stubborn to bend. I never had the chance to be this creature that needs and wants the softness. Not until you gave it to me. Fuck. I love you. I say it out loud for the first time against the warmth of your thigh, letting my lips tickle their way up to your most delicate place. You stop me before I can properly worship you, grabbing my chin and forcing my eyes up to meet your watery ones. Yeah. I guess the blind can't stay lost forever.